any of you that would like a better view, there's plenty of room in the front here if you'd like to switch so that you can see the story. Time. There are all kinds of time. There's a time to get up in the morning, a time to go to bed, a time to go to school, a time to come home. There's a time to work and a time to play. But what is time? So some people say that time is a line. But I wonder, what would that look like? Well, here's a line. Time in a line. This is time in a line. Look at it. Here's the beginning, right here. It's the newest part. It's just being born. It is brand new. Now look. Look. It's getting older. The part that was new is now getting older. I wonder how long time goes. Does it go forever? Could there ever be an ending? It ended. Look at the ending. The beginning that was so new, at the beginning is now old. The ending is now the new part. We have a beginning that is like an ending, and we have an ending that's like a beginning. And do you know what the church did? They tied the ending that was like a beginning and the beginning that was like an ending together so that we would always remember that for every ending, there is a beginning. For every beginning, there's an ending. Here are the three great times in the church. This is Christmas. This is Easter. Ouch. And this is Pentecost. It's hot. The red one's Pentecost and it's hot. The church tied the ending that was a beginning and the beginning that was like an ending together. Again, so that we'd always remember. There is a beginning, and for every beginning there is an ending. People often walk right through these three great times and not even know that they're there. We need to get ready to come close to these three mysteries. Here are the times for getting ready. The time for getting ready for Christmas is called Advent. The time to get ready for Easter is called Lent. This really wants my attention, doesn't it? So, getting ready for Christmas, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes these 4 purple weeks are also blue. Purple is for royalty, and we had blue new vestments this year for Mary, because blue is for Mary. Maybe by next year we can get 4 blue boxes. Getting ready for Lent is an even greater mystery, and it takes 6 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's so great that actually Easter keeps going. You can't keep it in one Sunday. It overflows and goes on for 6 more Sundays. The season of Easter is also a time to get ready to come close to the mystery of Pentecost, the hot one. So here are the rest of the Easter. This year we have another Christmas Sunday. And then the rest are all the great green growing Sundays of the year. There's a lot of these. Each of these blocks represent a Sunday that we come and worship God. During Easter, people meet Jesus in a new way. He had died on the cross, and that was very sad. They kept meeting him. So somehow Jesus is still with them as he's still with us. Then something wonderful happened. The apostles went outside of Jerusalem and with Jesus in a new way. The apostles saw Jesus go up. And a few days later, the Holy Spirit came down. The church was born. The apostles glowed with the power of the Spirit. Their tongues were like fire when they spoke. And that's why the color of Pentecost is red, like fire, and hot to the touch. First, we'll put the Great Green Growing Sundays between Christmas and the beginning of Lent. The most we can have are 9, and sometimes we have less than that. So let's see if we can put the circle of our church, the time, back together. So the first 3 are Christmas. And so that's why this points to that. The next is Easter. The next is Pentecost. Those are the 3 great mysteries. So in Advent, we get ready for the birth of Jesus. And in Easter, we have many Sundays that celebrate Easter, and they're all white. And then, to get ready for Lent, to get ready for Easter, we have 6 Sundays in Lent. And the rest is the season of Epiphany. After Christmas, before Lent, after Pentecost, it's usually the time that you're ending up school, green and growing time in the spring, the time you get to have a summer break, and then all the way, all of these blocks. We sometimes call the season of Pentecost, and then the green and growing Sundays of ordinary time, which really are quite extraordinary, even though we use the word ordinary. Here it is. Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. It's all here. Everything we need. For every beginning, there is an ending, and every ending, there's a beginning. And it goes on and on and on forever. So for today, we're here at the beginning of the first day that we celebrate Epiphany. I wonder, does anybody know what Epiphany means? I'm going to give you guys a hint. There's something new that's been added to who's visiting Jesus. They came with three gifts. Anybody know? Yes. The wise men. Yes. Yes, and what are some of the other things that we call them? It starts with an M. It's a weird word. Yes. Magi. Yes. So Epiphany means showing forth, or a long word called manifestation. And Epiphany is the season of light, because Christ is born into the world for all people, and the light is there forever. So here we are, January 6th, and we see the three kings, we see their gifts, and we're still all decorated for Christmas, because we're at the end of the 12 days of Christmas and the beginning of the season of Epiphany. We get to keep our decorations up for a long time. Makes it really special. And we get to sing today about the three kings and the Magi, because they visited Jesus and gave him gifts. Does anybody remember, what the three gifts were? Yes. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Exactly. You knew that. So I wonder, have you ever seen these colors in the church? Yes.
Some can be on the flags.
Some colors are on the flags?
I have seen in white, like on the walls. Mm-hmm. Red, like the flowers,
mm-hmm.
the banners.
Mm-hmm.
And green. Green.
Yes.
Green.
Yes. Then what am I wearing?
White.
I'm wearing white. And the altar.
Red and white. Green.
Yes, it's white, because it's Epiphany. Interestingly enough, we'll take our Christmas down after today, but we'll still have white on because next week is the baptism of baby Jesus. Actually, he was an adult when he was baptized, so he was an adult Jesus. So I wonder, are there certain colors you like best?
I think white.
Purple. Red. Lenore, what's your favorite?
Green.
I know, you love green. Now I wonder. I wonder what happens when we change these colors. And the circle. And time. I wonder where the colors go when they're not here.
Well, first of all, they're probably somewhere else. So, what, in our hearts?
Yes, the colors could be in our hearts. The colors could be someplace else. We could ask Carolyn where the colors go. Carolyn's in charge of the altar guild, which means she sets up the altar. Yes. They go on vacation. I wonder why the church tells time with colors.
Because colors can really express a lot of things. Blue can express hope. White can express peace.
Because colors can express a lot of things. Blue can express hope. White can express peace.
Anger.
Red can express anger. Yes. That's a wonderful question. Pyro. It's Greek. Greek letters, yes.
I know why it went. Because there's like this big fight And God told someone if they put that letter on the shield, then they would win the battle. And they won the battle.
And they won.
Yeah.
Because that letter was on the shield with the Hebrews. Chappie, why do we have pyro? And what does it mean in Greek?
Well, back 50 years of Greek, the Kairo is the Christ.
Okay.
And that's the Greek of abbreviation to Christ, Kairo.
But the Kai looks like a P, so it's confusing, isn't it? But you learn all kinds of things. I think that's enough for today, but did you have something else?
It's Kairo, but it's... If it's Cairo, but with a P, then wouldn't that be Cairo?
Well, that's a very interesting wondering. Maybe we'll continue to wonder about that. Thank you today for helping me with learning about time and how the church does time through colors. You can go sit back with your parents.